Hello. Thank you for joining us today. My name is Tom Lane with Sabbath Bible Study. Today is the Christian Feast of Trumpets. In the book of Revelation is prophesied a series of events that will lead to the establishment of the kingdom of God. These events include the blowing of trumpets, and for this Feast of Trumpets, we will look at the trumpets from Revelation. Before we launch into that review, we will review the command for the holy day itself in Leviticus 23, verse 23. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, In the seventh month, in the first day of the month, shall ye have a Sabbath, a memorial of blowing of trumpets, and holy convocation. Ye shall do no servile work therein, but ye shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord. The Feast of Trumpets is unique among God's holy days as it is accompanied by a new moon, a time when the moon does not appear. This feast is a memorial of the blowing of trumpets. As Christians, the trumpets that are most important for us to memorialize are the trumpets from Revelation. These trumpets are introduced to us in Revelation 8, verse 1. And when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about the space of half an hour. Moments of silence normally last a brief period of time, and prior to the trumpets being sounded, a very long period of silence was observed in heaven. Most moments of silence are observed following a tragedy, and with this moment of silence, it was observed prior to the event itself. With a half-hour moment of silence, a momentous event is about to take place that will fundamentally change planet Earth as it is known. The scene is set for us and shows that following the long period of silence, seven angels stand before God, and each is given a trumpet. Another angel came and stood at the altar and had a golden censer. Censers are designed to burn incense and sometimes are carried with a handle and sometimes carried with chains. This angel was given a huge supply of incense that the incense together with the prayers of the saints could be offered on the golden altar that is before the throne of God. The smoke of the incense rose before God and contained the prayers of the saints. The huge supply of the incense shows the many prayers of the saints. This angel took the censers, lit it on fire from the golden altar, and threw it at the earth, accompanied by voices, thunderings, lightnings, and an earthquake. Verse 2. And I saw the seven angels which stood before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. And another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer. And there was given unto him much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all saints upon the golden altar which was before the throne. And the smoke of the incense, which came with the prayers of the saints, ascended up before God out of the angel's hand. And the angel took the censer and filled it with the fire of the altar and cast it into the earth. And there were voices and thunderings and lightnings and an earthquake. It would be time for the seven trumpets to sound. Verse 6. And the seven angels, which had the seven trumpets, prepared themselves to sound. When the first angel sounds, there is hell and fire mingled with blood that is cast to the earth. Storms and natural disasters will bring death to mankind, and with this trumpet, a good portion of the trees and grass will be destroyed by fire. The increase in forest and grassland fires is it attributed by man to climate change. And the Bible identifies this happening with the first trumpet. Verse 7. the first angel sounded, and there followed hell and fire mingled with blood, and they were cast upon the earth, and the third part of the trees was burnt up, and all the green grass was burnt up. With these fires, we see trees and grasslands burned up. We also sometimes see widespread death and destruction as fires race through valleys and consume near entire towns. And this is just the beginning of the trumpets. When mankind worships the creation rather than the Creator, it is the creation that loses out. The second trumpet sounds, and what is described as a great mountain burning with fire strikes the sea. Mountains can be symbolic of nations, and a great mountain burning with fire could be a nation that has many forest fires. Something flaming to earth from heaven could be a powerful demon or Satan. The imagery brings to mind an asteroid. A good portion of the sea became blood. Verse 8. And the second angel sounded, and as it were, a great mountain burning with fire was cast into the sea. And the third part of the sea became blood. And the third part of the creatures which were in the sea and had life died. And the third part of the ships were destroyed. When we think of blood in the water, we think of a red color. Revelation could be talking about one third of the life dying in the oceans, or one third of the waters near the shore being covered with red tide. Red tide is an algae bloom that gives water a red color. It is toxic to fish and can make the surrounding air hard to breathe. Red tides are caused by water pollution, such as agricultural runoff. Because man has abandoned the seventh year Sabbath rest for farmlands, we rely on fertilizers to grow food. When the fertilizers are washed into nearby streams and rivers that flow into the ocean, a red tide can occur, especially when the temperatures are warmer. We aren't told with an absolute certainty what the great mountain is that was cast into the sea. An asteroid flaming with a friction from atmospheric entry could also be explained through this verse, as could countless other ideas. We do know that whatever happens kills one-third of marine life and destroys one-third of ships. With discussion as to what causes the sea to become blood, we do know from the third trumpet that a great star falls from heaven, burning as it were a lamp, falling upon one-third of the waters. We know from Scripture the star is called wormwood and made the waters bitter, killing many people. Verse 10. And the third angel sounded, and there fell a great star from heaven, burning as it were a lamp, and it fell upon the third part of the rivers, and upon the fountains of waters. And the name of the star is called Wormwood. And the third part of the waters became wormwood, and many men died of the waters because they were made bitter. Wormwood is also an herb that is used to improve digestion. Symbolically, God could be telling us that the evils of our society have caused him indigestion, much like the actions of a child can bring heartache to a parent. While used in moderation, there can be a medicinal effect on the body. Wormwood in large doses can cause kidney failure, and because it is related to ragweed and marigolds, can cause an increase in allergies. We typically think of clean water as beneficial to the functioning of a healthy kidney. With wormwood, the waters in Revelation become bitter and harm the kidneys. In the United States, according to the National Institute of Health, about 1 in 7 people already experience some type of chronic kidney disease, 14%. When the fourth angel sounds, the sun, moon, and stars are impacted. The power of heaven, as man knows it, are shaken. What looks like a partial eclipse is described as a triple threat of woes pronounced by the angel regarding the three remaining trumpets. Verse 12. And the fourth angel sounded, and the third part of the sun was smitten, and the third part of the moon, and the third part of the stars, so as the third part of them was darkened, and the day shone not for a third part of it, and the night likewise. And I beheld and heard an angel flying through the midst of heaven, saying with a loud voice, Woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth by reason of the other voices of the trumpet of the three angels, which are yet to sound. What is presented to us as a scary situation in the book of Revelation only becomes a deeper dive into the most trying times on planet Earth. As we continue our study of the trumpets, we come across descriptions that almost seem like they are part of a science fiction plot. When the fifth angel sounds, we see a star fall from heaven, and to the star was given the key to the bottomless pit, which sends smoke through the atmosphere, and this smoke darkens the air and the sun. Also arising out of the smoke were locusts, given the power of scorpions to inflict pain on those who are not called of God, by tormenting them for 5 months. John described these locusts as being like horses prepared for battle, who had crowns with the faces of men. Their wings sounded like the running of horses. The angel of the bottomless pit is described as the destroyer, Satan. Revelation 9, verse 1. And the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven unto the earth. And to him was given the key of the bottomless pit. And he opened the bottomless pit, and there arose a smoke out of the pit, as the smoke of a great furnace. And the sun and the air were darkened by reasons of the smoke of the pit. And there came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth, and unto them was given power, as the scorpions of the earth have power. And it was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither any tree, but only those men which have not the seal of God in their foreheads. And to them it was given that they should not kill them, but that they should be tormented 5 months. And their torment was as the torment of a scorpion when he striketh a man. And in those days shall men seek death and shall not find it, and shall desire to die, and death shall flee from them. And the shapes of the locusts were like unto horses prepared unto battle, and on their heads were as it were crowns like gold, and their faces were as the faces of men. And they had hair as the hair of women, and their teeth were as the teeth of lions. And they had breastplates, as it were breastplates of iron, and the sound of their wings was as the sound of chariots of many horses running to battle. And they had tails like unto scorpions, and there were stings in their tails, and their power was to hurt men 5 months. And they had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, but in the Greek tongue hath his name Apollyon. One woe is past, and behold, there come two woes more hereafter. We are not sure what the locusts are intended to picture and what happens during the 5 months of torment. Because these are described as being like horses prepared for battle, we are drawn to battle imagery. There could be a short, intense war that impacts only those who are not called of God. The sixth trumpet sounds next, and a large army of horsemen are released to ride and bring havoc to humanity. This sixth angel lets loose four angels bound in the river Euphrates that were placed there for this specific event, so that one-third of humanity may be killed. The deeds of the horsemen, while described with military imagery, are also described as being plagues. As a nation, we are living through COVID-19, and even though this disease is a very bad disease, it comes nowhere close to the one-third measure of mortality described in Revelation. The reason for these trumpets is also given to us, just in case anyone was unsure. We are told the people worshiped devils and idols and did not repent, and neither did they repent of their sins. Revelation 9, verse 13. And the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar, which is before God, saying to the sixth angel, which had the trumpet, loose the four angels, which are bound in the great river Euphrates. And the four angels were loosed, which were prepared for an hour, and a day, and a month, and a year, for to slay the third part of men. And the number of the army of the horsemen were 200,000,000. And I heard the number of them. And thus I saw the horses in the vision, and them that sat on them, having breastplates of fire, and of jacinth, and brimstone, and the heads of the horses were as the heads of lions, and out of their mouths issued fire and smoke and brimstone. By these three was the third part of men killed, by the fire, by the smoke, and by the brimstone which issued out of their mouths. For their power is in their mouth, and in their tails, for their tails were like unto serpents, and had heads, and with them that do hurt. And the rest of the men, which were not killed by these plagues, yet repented not of the works of their hands, that they should not worship devils, and idols of gold, and silver, and brass, and stone, and of wood, which neither can see, nor hear, nor walk. Neither repented they of their murders, nor of their sorceries, nor of their fornication, nor of their thefts. So far, we are reading prophecy that could be made into a blockbuster movie with scenes and imagery that might remind the listener of a superhero movie. What we don't know is the time frame for these trumpets. We do know there is a sequential order for them. We do not know if any of these first six trumpets have already sounded or will soon be sounding. Unlike the first six trumpets, there appears to be a gap between the sounding of the sixth and seventh trumpet. We do know that between the sixth and seventh trumpet are events which seem like these have not yet happened. Continuing our study of the trumpets, after the sixth trumpet sounds, John saw a mighty angel come down from heaven holding a little book in one hand, accompanied by seven thunders. We don't know what the seven thunders said because John was told not to write them down. We do know that this mystery would be revealed when the seventh angel is about to sound. Revelation 10, verse 1. And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head, and his face was as it were the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire. And he had in his hand a little book open, and he set his right foot upon the sea, and his left foot on the earth, and cried with a loud voice, as when a lion roareth. And when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices. And when the seven thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to write. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered, and write them not. And the angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth lifted up his hand to heaven, and swear by him that liveth for ever and ever, who created heaven and the things that therein are, and the earth and the things that therein are, and the sea and the things which are therein, that there should be time no longer. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as he hath declared to his servants, the prophets. The voice that John heard speak to him told him to take the little book that was in the hand of the mighty angel and eat it. John was told that although the initial taste of the book would be sweet, it would make his stomach bitter. And the message of bitterness given to John was that although the end was approaching fast, there was still an expectation to prophesy again before many peoples, nations, tongues, and kings. Revelation 10, verse 8. And the voice which I heard from heaven spake unto me again, and said, go and take the little book which is open in the hand of the angel which standeth upon the sea and upon the earth. And I went unto the angel and said unto him, give me the little book. And he said unto me, take it and eat it up, and it shall make thy belly bitter, but it shall be in thy mouth sweet as honey. And I took the little book out of the angel's hand and ate it up, and it was in my mouth sweet as honey. And as soon as I had eaten it, my belly was bitter. And he said unto me, thou must prophesy again before many peoples and nations and tongues and kings. Next, we are introduced to the two witnesses who measure the temple of God and the people who worship there. Surrounding this temple of the vision in Revelation are Gentiles who occupy Jerusalem for 3.5 years. This is also the same length of time that the two witnesses shall prophesy, who are also described as the two olive trees and candlesticks standing before the God of the earth. These two witnesses will destroy those who seek them harm. Revelation 11, verse 1. And there was given me a reed like unto a rod, and the angel stood, saying, rise, and measure the temple of God and the altar and them that worship therein. But the court which is without the temple leave out, and measure it not, for it is given unto the Gentiles, and the holy city shall they tread underfoot 42 months. And I will give power unto my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. These are the two olive trees and the two candlesticks standing before the God of the earth. And if any man will hurt them, fire proceedeth out of their mouth and devoureth their enemies. And if any man will hurt them, he must in this manner be killed. These have power to shut heaven, that it rain not in the days of their prophecy, and have power over waters to turn them to blood, and to smite the earth with all plagues as often as they will. These two witnesses will finish their testimony, and at this time, God will allow for their death by the beast. They will be killed in Jerusalem, and their death will cause a worldwide celebration up until the time God brings them back to life. The words these people speak will bring torment to the people who live on planet Earth, and their death will be a temporary and short-lived relief. Verse 7. And when they shall have finished their testimony, the beast that ascendeth out of the bottomless pit shall make war against them, and shall overcome them and kill them. And their dead bodies shall lie in the street of that great city, which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified. And they of the people and kindreds and tongues and nations shall see their dead bodies 3 days and a half, and shall not suffer their dead bodies to be put in graves. And they that dwell upon the earth shall rejoice over them and make merry, and shall send gifts one to another, because these two prophets tormented them that dwelt on the earth. After 3 1/2 days, the two witnesses are resurrected as everyone's jaw drops to the ground. The people remember the strong words with which the two witnesses spoke, and great fear now comes upon the world, as maybe for the first time in their life, the world considers they are on the wrong side of history. Verse 11. And after 3 days and a half, the Spirit of life from God entered into them, and they stood upon their feet, and great fear fell upon them which saw them. And they heard a great voice from heaven, saying unto them, Come up hither. And they ascended up to heaven in a cloud, and their enemies beheld them. And the same hour was there a great earthquake, and a tenth part of the city fell. And in the earthquake were slain of men 7,000. And the remnant were frightened, and gave glory to the God of heaven. The second woe is past, and behold, the third woe cometh quickly. The resurrection of the two witnesses marks the end of the second woe, which is the sixth trumpet. One final trumpet remains to sound. When it does sound, a proclamation is made that the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of His Christ. The time for the establishment of the kingdom of God has arrived. Verse 15. And the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven, saying, The kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of His Christ, and He shall reign forever and ever. And the 24 elders which sat before God on their seats fell upon their faces and worshiped God, saying, We give thanks, O Lord God Almighty, which art and wast and art to come, because Thou hast taken to Thee Thy great power and hast reigned. And the nations were angry, and Thy wrath is come in the time of the dead, that they should be judged. And Thou shouldest give us reward unto Thy servants the prophets, and to the saints, and them that fear Thy name, small and great, and shouldest destroy them which destroy the earth. And the temple of God was open in heaven, and there was seen in His temple the ark of His testament. And there were lightnings and voices and thunderings and an earthquake and great hail. In the next several chapters, Revelation goes into great detail about what transpires as the kingdoms of this world becomes the kingdoms of our Lord and of His Christ. We will explore more of that detail on the holy days during the Feast of Tabernacles. When we think of trumpets, we think of what is written regarding the last trumpet in 1 Corinthians 15. Starting with verse 50, we are reminded that there is a need for a change from a physical body to a spiritual body, and that it is at the last trumpet that the dead in Christ will be raised and the alive in Christ will be changed in the spirit, so that death will no longer have any claim over us. Because the faithful who were mortal will have become immortal. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 50. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible. We shall be changed, for this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that ye labor not in vain in the Lord. Paul provided a similar message to the Thessalonians and describes death as like a sleep. The dead in Christ will be awakened from their sleep through resurrection and will become spirit, and then those who are alive will be changed into the spirit. This will occur on the final trump, the seventh trumpet of Revelation, 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 13. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore comfort one another with these words. Jesus taught that the seventh trumpet occurs after the great tribulation, a period where the two witnesses preach for 3.5 years. Jesus also showed that his return will be easy for all to see. We typically think of the return of Jesus as a happy occasion, and Jesus showed it would be a time of mourning, because the ways of this world would be very soon over. Matthew 24, verse 29. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Only God the Father knows when Jesus will return, and by default, the timing of the seventh trumpet. We are to remain vigilant so that when Jesus returns, we are found doing the work of God. Mark 13, verse 32. But of that day and that hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels which are in heaven, neither the Son, but the Father. Take ye heed, watch and pray, for ye know not when the time is. For the Son of Man is as a man taking a far journey, who left his house, and gave authority to his servants, and to every man his work, and commanded the porter to watch. Watch ye therefore, for you know not when the master of the house cometh, at evening, or at midnight, or at the cock crowing, or in the morning, lest coming suddenly he find you sleeping. And what I say unto you, I say unto all, watch. We are given many examples of how we are to be ready for the return of Jesus. One of the examples is to be prepared as a wise virgin who has enough oil in our lamp to find our way to the wedding supper. Matthew 25, verse 1. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom, and 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps, and took no oil with them, but the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell, and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgin, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, Verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. To prepare for the return of Jesus, now is the time for us to be developing our spiritual gifts so that we give space for the Holy Spirit to grow within us. Verse 14. For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country, who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same, and made them other 5 talents. And likewise he that had received 2, he also gained other 2. But he that had received 1 went and digged it in the earth, and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoneth with them. And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. His Lord said unto him, Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. He also that had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents beside them. His Lord said unto him, Well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Then he which had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee that thou art an hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown, and gathering where thou hast not strawed. And I was afraid, and I went and hid thy talent in the earth, and lo, there thou hast that is thine. His Lord answered and said unto him, Thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knewest that I reap where I sowed not, and gather where I have not strawed. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, and that at my coming I should have received mine own with usury. Take therefore the talent from him, and give it unto him that hath 10 talents. For unto every one that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance, but from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he hath. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Finally, we are also told of a need to provide for those in need. Since love is the fulfilling of the law, and the death of Jesus was the ultimate act of love for us, we can show our love for others by how we provide and care for others in need. If we selfishly focus our faith on self-interest, we will find the return of Jesus will be a scary time for us. Verse 31. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the king say to them on his right hand, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was an hungered, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in, naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee an hungered, and fed thee, or thirsty, and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger, and took thee in, or naked, and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick, or in prison, and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me. And shall he say also unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was an hungered, and ye gave me no meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me not in. Naked, and ye clothed me not. Sick and in prison, and ye visited me not. Then shall they also answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee an hungered, or athirst, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister unto thee? Then shall he answer them, saying, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye did it not to one of these, the least of these, ye did it not to me. And ye shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. Today, as we celebrate the Christian Feast of Trumpets, we memorialize and rehearse the return of Jesus Christ. We memorialize and celebrate a transition from the kingdoms of this world to the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ. Thank you for joining us today. God willing, we'll get together next time on the Sabbath. Until then, thank you for joining us today.